This is Paul Burton at the Hamilton Spectator with my column for September 19th, 2015. I had the privilege, if not always the pleasure, of sitting as a professional member of the Ontario Press Council for many years. It was always enlightening, sometimes frustrating. One of the biggest lessons was how many newspaper editors sometimes casually dismiss readers with legitimate complaints. And, to be fair, how many readers have complaints that aren't always exactly reasonable. Both arrive regularly at the front door of the Press Council, but only after readers have tried and failed to get satisfaction from newspaper editors or owners. Some are considered and declined, others are duly adjudicated, and readers walk away either triumphant or dejected. But all valid complaints are taken seriously, examined with diligence, discussed extensively, and debated at length. The Ontario Press Council, which has heard complaints from readers about newspapers across the province, closed this month. It has become part of a new organization, the National News Media Council, which will take over for news organizations across the country. Such a merger was discussed periodically when I was a member, but it was Executive Director Don McCurdy who pushed for it in recent years and helped it become a reality. He talked it up with the likes of John Hondrick, chair of the board of Torstar Corp., who became an enthusiastic advocate. Torstar Corp., by the way, owns the Toronto Star and Metroland Media, which owns the Hamilton Spectator. McCurdy persuaded Ryerson University to study the matter, and momentum built. The result is that the Hamilton Spectator is now a member of the National News Media Council, along with many other newspapers in Ontario, such as the Globe and Mail, the Toronto Star, and Post Media newspapers, as well as those in other provinces across Canada. It doesn't include those in Alberta and Quebec, which have their own press councils still. McCurdy says the Ryerson study outlined the pros and cons of the move, but he makes a good point about the changing nature of the modern news organization. Quote, Spectator readers are not just in Hamilton or Ontario anymore, but across the country, end quote. It's true. We have readers across Canada and indeed around the world, and I hear complaints and compliments from them all. So why not have an adjudicator that does the same? Francis Lankin, the chair of the Ontario Press Council and a former Ontario cabinet minister, will become the chair of the National Council. McCurdy will join newly appointed chief executive John Fraser, a veteran journalist, magazine editor, author, and former master of the University of Toronto's Massey College. And your complaints will be considered as usual. Like the old council, the new one will have public and professional members. Public members in the past have included distinguished business leaders, deputy ministers, doctors, teachers, and lawyers. Professional members have included reporters, editors, publishers, and other newspaper industry veterans. Public members are always in the majority. The discussions are always interesting, illuminating, even inspiring, and sometimes, ironically, it is the journalists who insist that complaints be heard that public members might have dismissed, and vice versa, of course. And I am biased, but I think readers are in pretty good hands. For the Spectacom, this is Paul Burton.